It's your girl Abby.
And this is Flo. And this is Let's Be Honest.
Ooh, damn! Yes! We got right back in the groove thinking like nothing.
Y'all thought.
Yeah, so yes, people, we are back. Hopefully for good this time.
Listen, life happens, okay? Yes. Just don't judge us. Life gets crazy. Abby had a whole human being.
I sure did.
I've been very busy with work.
We've been in a pandemic, like...
A whole pandemic.
Like, there's a lot of shit been going on. We've been gone for, like, what, a year and a half? Years of change?
Yeah, we can't blame the pandemic. Yeah,
well, last year, I just had a lot going on that summer. I was having a little too much fun.
I was.
Like, my schedule was all over the place. Like, I just...
Your social calendar was, like, litty.
It was through the fucking roof. Like, I want to say, if I had to have a summer child-free before I have a child...
That was it. Okay.
Like...
You see? God works in mysterious ways,
sure
girl.
It sure do. It was like... Sat down, bitch. You doing too much. Sit down. Here's a child.
Here's a child.
Dead ass. But, like, I was just saying, I'm like, yo, I went out with a bang. Like, I had a good summer.
I mean, you didn't go out.
I did go out. A lot.
No. Oh, I thought you meant, like, your lit time. Like, that's not going out.
I mean, like, child-free life.
Yes.
You feel me? Like, not having to worry about childcare, not having to think about another, you know, small human being that's depending on you for his fucking life.
Yeah.
You feel me? So.
No, I mean, listen. It again, life happens, you know. We also have full-ass careers. This is a hobby for us. We definitely enjoy it. But sometimes it's not always realistic, to be as consistent, although we definitely appreciate the love and support that all of our listeners do give us. And, you know, we always talk about, you know, we got to get back on the mic because we do feel some type of way that we do owe you guys our podcast. Yeah. So that's why we're back.
I think I posted something on the page maybe like, I'm going to say a couple months ago. And everybody was like, yes, like, I've been waiting for y'all to come back. And then I'm like, damn, like.
Yeah.
Niggas, like, it's been over a year and people are still waiting for us to come back. Like, that's loyalty. Like, thank you. Thank you.
What do we call our listeners? We have to come up with a name for y'all.
Yes. We're going to find.
We're gonna find some.
But this time around, you know, I do want us to be a little bit more consistent. I want us, like, even if we don't record on the same day, I want us to still, you know, like, upload it on the same day. So, like, our listeners can have a day to look forward to. Like, I know, because, like, I listen to the Joe Budden podcast. So, I look forward to Wednesdays and Saturdays because that's when they post their podcast. So, it's like, I want y'all to have a specific day, like, yo. The episode is going to come out today. You feel me? Like, y'all already know what time it is. Instead of, like, guessing or, like, waiting for us to post something, y'all already know what time it is. Just go straight to Spotify or Apple or whatever. However you listen to it, you already know, like, it's Tuesday or it's Friday or whatever, you know?
And we want to put it out there that if you're a listener, if you enjoy our podcast, come through.
Yes.
Come on over. Let's have a conversation.
Let's have a good time, too, because it's always a good time.
Yeah, it's always a good time. Let's have a conversation. I don't want people to think that, you know, they can't be a guest or they're too shy. Like, we make everyone feel comfortable, and we're down to talk to whoever, whenever. And my son is about to walk through that door with his Power Ranger.
I was about to say, what is that?
Definitely. Hi, baby. We're recording a podcast, okay?
Okay, mommy, but this is off and this is off.
Okay, but can you come back later? Yes. Say hi, people.
Hi.
All right, bye.
No. Oh. I want you.
I understand that.
I want you. Yeah, I'm gonna have a little rug rat like that soon. Well, maybe a couple years, cause he's five. Well, maybe 5 years. But yeah, so. Please come through. Listen, we're gonna have a scheduled guest. So, like, I want anybody that wants to be on it. And obviously, I'm going to reach out to certain people who I think, like, if we have a certain topic scheduled for a certain day, like, and I feel like, you know what, this person could have a lot of good input on this topic, mm-hmm. I'm going to reach out. Hopefully, you guys are available. If not, listen, we can make it work, all right?
Or if there's something that you guys want us to talk about,
hit us up.
Hit us up. But to get into our podcast and the topics that we were going to talk about, Abby already opened the door to talk about B3.
My little chocolate drop.
He is a little caramel drop.
First of all.
He's not fully chocolate yet.
Yeah, not yet. Not
Brian
yet.
Ain't that black.
No, he not. No, but he's dark.
He's darker than you.
Definitely.
He's a little caramel. Caramel drop.
Bloop. He's milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate.
He's milk chocolate. Mm. He is milk chocolate.
He gonna get there. He not there yet.
He, who? Oh, I'm talking about Brian.
No, nobody's talking about Brian. Oh. We're talking about B2. But Brian, little Brian the third, baby Brian, yes. AKA B3.
Yes.
AKA Mr. T.
Mr. T got
baby T.
Gold.
Baby T.
He got mad gold. Listen, like Brian, like Big Brian, because that's what he has to refer to him as. He said, he's like, listen, way back, black kings and queens, all they did was have like mad jewelry and shit. Like, that's how you show their kids that it's like they're like kings. Like, it's,
you know, he don't know, right?
He will. Right now? He okay. will. Okay. He gonna remember, like, yo, I grew up, like, I was 2-3 weeks old with jewelry on, like, I was out here since little.
I wish I could see, y'all could see her face right now, I swear to God. Yeah, I wish I could see her face right now. Nah. But, so, let me interview you. Mm-hmm. What was the experience like? I know, tell us about your pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your pregnancy first.
Okay. So, the pregnancy, I'm going to say it was really, really, I had a really good pregnancy. Like, I kind of knew I was pregnant before I missed my period. So, I already, you know, I had, like, kind of, like, already decided in my head, like, all right, like, it's turn down time, you know? So, like, the first 7 months of my pregnancy, it was great. Like, I didn't have not one nauseous morning, no morning sickness, I didn't have no morning sickness, no cravings. I slept a lot the first few months.
I think you normally do.
Yeah,
most people normally sleep a lot the first couple months.
But that's really about it. And then when I turned 8 months, it was turn-up time. Mad shit was going wrong.
So what was going wrong? What happened?
So, actually, like, around month 7, I'm going to say, that's when the pandemic hit. Uh-huh. So, like, March. My visits were not the same. Uh-huh. You know, my visits, I had to go alone. My man couldn't go no more. I had to sit out and wait in the parking lot until they told me that they were ready for me to go inside, wearing masks all over the place. Although, I have to say, I know this sounds bad because, you know, COVID has affected a lot of people in a negative way. I am going to say COVID was really good to us, to, like, me and my man.
Okay, why?
Because, like, literally, before shutdown happened, I was saying, like, oh my gosh, I hate work. I hate work. I hate work. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to go to work. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I don't want to walk. I don't want to work. Then I got to stay home.
Yeah.
For 2 to 3 months of my pregnancy. You feel me? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Still getting paid a lot more.
Right. Because of the unemployment and that's just $600.
Getting paid a lot more. Niggas had savings. Niggas had, you know, we were buying stuff that we wanted. Listen, not only that, the internet blessed my baby. Like, you know how you have a baby shower and can only invite a certain amount of people and, you know.
Yeah, we had your baby shower already, like, booked, ready. Yeah. Like it was for, it was set for May 30th, yep. which was the same day that I had my baby shower 5 years ago.
And yes, I was sad about not having a baby shower, but at the same time, it's like the baby shower is to get most of the stuff that you need for your child, like, you know, and to celebrate, have fun, and to have fun, you know. But it, you know, I was sad about that, but at the same time, you know, a few people were asking me, "Oh, post your registry. Like, send me your registry. Send me your registry." So after so many people sent it to me, I was like, "You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna just post it on social media so that whoever wants to give me something, give me something." I'm gonna tell you guys, I think we had to buy maybe 3 to 4 major things for my child, and that's it.
Which was obviously like the crib.
No, I didn't even buy the crib.
Well, mommy bought the crib. Yes, but, I mean,
but like the bassinet, and even then we had gift cards. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So really, we didn't really come out of pocket with much. Mm-hmm. You feel me? The baby's room.
Well, one thing that you did say is, and I'm not putting anybody on blast, but she was like, "Damn, like there are certain people that I did not expect to buy me something that weren't going to be invited to the baby shower because it just would have been way too many people."
Yeah, first of all, y'all know me, a social butterfly, so I know a lot of people. Obviously, I couldn't invite everybody.
Right.
And there were people that, honestly, I wouldn't have even thought to invite. And they were sending me things, and I'm just like, you know what? That's love. Like,
right.
Like, if I would have had a baby shower and I had to change it, I'm like, I would not have invited certain people, and I would have invited these people. Like, they came through, you feel me? Yeah. Like, I was getting stuff. I'm like, yo, wow. Like, wow. Right. Thank you. Like,
literally,
I was humbled.
Mr. UPS, Mr. FedEx, and Mr. Amazon literally would leave like 5 to 6 packages in our, like, on my mom's porch every single day for probably like 3 months straight.
Yes. Yes.
And as soon as I would see them pull up, Abby, yes, right here. Right here. Right over here, sir. Thank you.
Like, nah, it was love. Like, I really appreciate everything that was given to us. Thank you so much. Everybody that's listening who gave something, I'm so grateful. We are humbled beyond means. Like, we didn't expect this at all, you know? And super grateful for it.
So, let's talk about your birthing experience.
Okay.
Well, for one, I know that it had to be completely hard, and I know you got a lot of anxiety prior to, because at first it was like, oh, the woman has to do it by herself, the father can't be there, nobody can visit, blah, 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 but I think that they were doing that in New York, and I think that was based off of, I think, 2 or 3 couples that one of the parents had COVID.
One of the dads lied about it so that he could be in the room.
Right. And they all knew, and he kind of like basically infected everybody. The nurses, the doctors, the baby, the mom.
Yeah.
You know, and it was selfish, but Brian was able to be there with you.
Yes, yes. They quickly changed that because they had, like, I think Governor Cuomo said, like, no woman should have to, no pregnant woman should have to go through labor by herself, you know? So I'm like, I was happy about that. So Brian was definitely able to be there. I didn't even finish. Towards the end of my pregnancy, I ended up having gestational diabetes.
Yes.
So that was a mood kill.
First of all, we didn't tell my mom for like a whole
month.
I was about to say 3 weeks, but yes, it was definitely a whole month.
Because she was just gonna be, oh my gosh. You tell her one thing and she'd be stressed about it for like 6 months. And like she'll continue.
But she took it well.
She did take it well. But yeah, the gestational diabetes, I had to be on a diet. I couldn't eat sweets. And when you're pregnant, like, all you wanna do is eat sweets. Like, so I couldn't eat sweets. Then I had to start taking insulin at nighttime because my fasting numbers weren't right. So it was just a mess. And then at that point, I couldn't go past my due date. So they had to induce me, which I was like, damn, I wanted to go, you know, full blown natural, but it is what it is. Like, I just wanna make sure my baby's okay. So I went in to get induced. I was there for maybe 12 hours having light contractions, and then in the morning they checked. I was not dilated, not one bit. The baby hadn't dropped, not nothing. And they're like, well, listen, you got two options. You can either go through another 24 hours of medicine to prep your body to give labor, or you can have a C-section and you'll be out of here. Like, you'll be done in like 30 minutes. I was like, I'll take C-section for 500, Alex, please. I was like, fuck that. Well,
so you had to do a C-section because
they asked me if I want to do a C-section, and I said yes. And then after the C-section was over, my doctor came to me and she was like, you know what, I'm glad you chose this route, because if not, it would have still ended up being a C-section because the cord was wrapped around the baby's head, around the baby's neck.
Yeah.
So imagine going through 24 hours of contractions to just end up having to have a C-section. I was like, yo, I'm so glad I went the C-section route.
Not only that, but everybody thinks that there's this misconception that, you know, having a C-section is, you know, taking the easy way out or something like that. But sometimes you really just don't have that option.
Yeah.
For example, when I was giving birth, I went in on a Monday morning for a schedule for them to induce me. And they gave me the Pitocin. They gave me the second. The Pitocin had to be in. There was a medicine that had to be in for 12 hours. Then the second medicine had to be in there for another 12 hours. Mm-hmm. So by Tuesday afternoon, I was starting to get contractions. And listen, I will be the first one to tell you, I am down to fight. But them contractions, I was like, where is the fucking epidural? Give right. that shit to me now. And you really only have a small window to get the epidural. So it's either you get it when you can, or you're gonna be fucked. Literally.
Yeah.
Fucked. So I got the epidural, and then Declan was born Tuesday night at 8:31 p.m. Mm-hmm. So damn near for 2 days I was in the hospital in labor. Not all the whole time active labor. And I ended up having to get a C-section anyway because Declan never dropped into the birth canal. Which they could have fucking told me that. They could have given me a sonogram and been able to tell me, like, he's in position but he's not in the birth canal. So.
But they're supposed to, when the baby's in the birth canal, the cervix comes down. So if the cervix is too high up, they should have known that. Every time they check your cervix, they can tell if the baby is really high up.
Well, which they didn't tell me that. Right. But anyway,
And not only that, listen, I'm not even gonna, I will be here all night talking about my fucking doctor. How she switched up her whole shit. First of all, when I first got pregnant, I didn't have insurance. So I had to go like to a community clinic to like check me or whatever. Soon as January hit, I got insurance with my job. I went to my regular OBGYN. 2-3 visits in, I'm like, oh, fucking hell no. I'm like, I need a new doctor. I cannot stay here. I was uncomfortable. I just did not have no type of faith in this doctor. So that's what we did. We changed doctors. We changed doctors to this doctor, to my doctor that delivered the baby. Bro, everything was all peaches and cream. The first thing that I said was like, yo, this is a completely different experience that I've had. Like, everybody was so nice. Everybody was so tentative. Like, it was great. Fam, the Tuesday before I gave birth.
I remember because you and Brian came over here heated.
Bro, heated. I left that appointment crying. Like, bitch, how you gonna tell me, hey, for the last 2-3 weeks, she was telling me how she, how we can't go past my due date. My due date was that Friday, 6:26. I go to that appointment and she's gonna tell me, oh, we're gonna schedule it for Sunday night. I'm like, okay, that's 2 days past my due date, but okay. And then this bitch gonna go say, oh, and another thing, I might not be here because I'm going on vacation next week. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry, excuse me? You mean to tell me you've been seeing me for every week for the last month, and the Tuesday before my due date, you're gonna tell me you're not gonna be here to deliver my child? Are you serious? Then she's gonna follow it up with, oh, but the doctor that's gonna cover me, he's really good. I'm like, he? Right. I'm like, who is a he?
And he's a guy.
I was like, no, I'm not comfortable. She was like, and I was like, and didn't you say that I couldn't go past my due date? So why are you scheduling me 2 days past my due date? Like, if you're gonna go on vacation next week, why don't you push up my induction so that you can deliver my child? And she's like, oh, yeah, we could do that too. I'm going to call that. We're going to call the hospital, see if they have any availability to put you in so that we can do that. I said, okay, thank you. Like, what type of bullshit is that?
But.
And that.
What I want to say is, you know, it's, I understand why, you know, I think that patients, just us, on a regular, we, and I completely get your feelings when it came to, like, bitch, what do you mean you're going on vacation? I'm having a whole baby. But when it comes to doctors, they are on 24/7, right? And if you take yourself out of the equation, the fact that you're having a baby and mm-hmm. your feelings away from that, it's like, when can doctors go on vacation? When can they, you know, chill? And taking, you do, you choose that profession.
No. 1,000%. But when you
she should have said that from the very beginning.
For Maria, she did not have this vacation planned.
How do you know?
For Maria.
How do you know she didn't have it and she just didn't say anything?
You can't do that. You, if you have a vacation scheduled, you need to let your pregnant patients know in advance. You don't let them know the week before.
She told you in advance.
No, for Maria, you.
I think
you. Hold up. No, let's
talk about it. I think that what you are saying is the moral and the right thing to do is to say, listen, your due date is this time, months beforehand. Hey, I'm going on vacation.
So Maria, she literally said it. She said, my children who are in grad school, let it be known, no schools have been open for the last 3 months. But your grad school children that are grown as fuck decided to come home this week, yeah. And you decide, oh, I'm going to go on vacation next week.
No.
That's not planning a vacation.
I'm not telling you what she did was okay. I'm saying, just in general, take yourself out of the equation, and just in general, when can doctors go on vacation? Let's say specifically...
when you plan it.
Gynos.
When you plan it.
Okay, but at what point do they tell their patients?
When they come to you. Hey, okay, so you're due this around this time? Well, just to let you know, I have a vacation scheduled around this time. So, if I cannot be there for you, I have this doctor, and I want you to meet him so that
yes,
you can
I
get...
Yes, I agree. I completely agree.
So then what are you saying right now?
When can doctors
schedule it and go?
What I am saying is, for example, a gynecologist, that's why we're having this conversation. I completely agree that she should have told you months beforehand. It, like, if this was an actual vacation that she was planning, she should have told you months beforehand, and what you just said, introduced you to this other doctor that's gonna cover her or whatever the case may be. That's where I was getting at. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like this was an emergency.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You just decided on a whim a week or two beforehand, you know what? I'm going to go on vacation. But it's like you have patients all the time, 24/7. You have a patient, you might have three patients due on the same day. You know, some people might give birth before. Some people might give birth after the fact. But I think as a practice, I think that doctors should always, the pregnant lady should meet the mm-hmm. doctor that is their primary doctor or their primary gynecologist and their backup in case something happens. Because at the end of the day, doctors are humans. You know what I'm saying? They can, they should be able to go on vacation. They should be able to have an emergency, you know, and stuff like that. However, you also, as a courtesy and as, like, as a moral thing, be able to prepare your patients for what may or may not happen. That's what I was trying to get at. What I was trying to get at. But your C-section, obviously, thank God, went well.
Yes.
You know, you brought the baby home, what, 3 days after?
Yes. Four.
4 days after.
No, 3 days after. I came home on Monday. And you, I had him on Friday.
Okay, yeah.
I had him on a Friday.
And then, you know.
And now I have my little chunky monkey.
He's not that chunky, but he getting there.
After the doctor's appointment today, I went home and I'm like, why is my child so big right now? Like, he looks just so chunky. Like, I'm like, what the hell?
Wait till he is like, what is he? About to be 2 months? Or
he's
more than
about to be 2 months.
He's about to be 2 months. Wait till he's like 3-4 months. Them cheeks are going to get so big, and I can't wait so I could.
But yeah, I'm obsessed with my child.
we have a full baby in the family now.
Yes.
Because Declan and Chuchi are 5.
Yeah.
Can't believe they're 5.
I can't believe they're 5 either.
And I can't. I just can't. We had this a whole plan for their 5th birthday. We were supposed to take them to Disney World.
Yeah.
This year, between June, which is Declan's birthday, yeah, and October.
I
remember
I was upset because I'm like, damn, I really won't be able to go. Like, I want to see them in Disney World. Like, yeah. I want to see them how they read. You know, I want to see it. But yeah,
I got engaged.
Yes.
So we were gonna have to push that back. And then...
Oh, yeah.
Even the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Listeners, Flo got engaged.
Oh, yeah.
That definitely happened during this hiatus that we were on for like
absolutely.
A year and a half.
Yes. So, my fiance and I had a Christmas... we had an ugly Christmas sweater party, and he proposed. During the party, where all our family and friends were there, which is exactly what I wanted, to get, you know, multiple angles and shit. All right. I am very big, my hobby is also taking pictures and being a photographer, so I'm very big on pictures and saving those memories. He's like, man, fuck that shit, just live in the moment. And I'm like, no, I want to capture this moment and have it forever, so... Because if it was up to him, he would. I would
Same
have.
Brian.
Yeah. I would be in the middle of cooking, sweating my ass off, and he would get down on one knee. And I would have to be like, you need to do this over. Like, you just. This is not what I deserve. A queen deserves better.
Stop it. You're stupid.
But yeah, so I am engaged. We plan on getting married 2021. And we will update you on those details, or I will update you guys on those details closer to.
Yeah. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Me too. It should be fun.
Yes. I'm a bridesmaid, obviously, because if this bitch wouldn't have made me a bridesmaid, we would have had a problem. So
that wouldn't even be realistic.
Right. So
like, it just wouldn't.
Right. Yeah. Congratulations. Idiot. by the way, let me tell you how, like, when was it? Yesterday, I was listening to, like, our podcasts.
Uh-huh.
Like, our different episodes. And let me tell you, I laugh too loud on here. I'm listening to it, and I'm like, yo, why am I laughing so hard? Like, why am I laughing this hard? And I'm just like, bro.
Because I'm funny.
A bitch, no, it is not because of you.
You don't think I'm funny?
I think you're a little funny.
Just a little?
Yes.
That's
great. She over there getting her food. Anywho, but yeah, you know, one thing I did about this whole new mom experience, I feel like I'm so happy that I have, like, the support system that I do, Because, like, honestly, you know how the first month or first couple weeks when you bring a new baby home, it's like you're sleepless, you're tired, you're cranky, you got so much going on, your life is in disarray. Like, I didn't experience any of that. I think I had one, maybe two, and I'm gonna say like two or three hard nights with the baby, like not wanting to sleep, but that's it. Besides that, me and my man, we take shifts. We get a good amount of sleep. And for like the last month, we've had my stepdaughter, who's been a huge help. She
shout out to Bree.
Yes, she, you know, she loves her little brother. She watches him. Like, when we have him for too long, she comes, she's like, can I have the baby? And it's like, ma'am, can I chill with my child? Like, she wants him all the time, and it's so cute. I love it. She's going home, I think, today. We're going to miss her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She'll be back. She ain't going to be gone for too long.
And how old is Bree?
Bree is 11.
Okay, and she's been an only child all this time.
Yes. She's been an only child, and she was just so excited. She got a picture of the baby as her lock screen. I think that's so cute.
And just to talk and reiterate about just having a good support system, you know, not only while you're pregnant, I'm just talking about like in general and major life changes and milestones. Mm-hmm. Having a good support system is so crucial.
Yes.
Because, you know, just in general, like, you need help. Like, you think you got this. Mm-mm. And then you will have times where you're just like, oh my God, I don't know why this baby is crying. Yep. I birthed him, I fed him, I changed him. Like, what the fuck else? I remember when Declan was a couple of months old, he would randomly just cry and yell at the top of his lungs for like 15 minutes straight. And I remember the first time it happened, I was like in a disarray because I was in my apartment in Bloomfield by myself. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know. I would rock him. I checked his diaper like 3 times. I fed him. Like, there was literally nothing I can do. I didn't know what the fuck to do. And at one point I was like damn near in the brink of tears, like about to call my mom, like, come help me because I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Now, that's what happened to me. That first night that I went out with you guys for your son's birthday, mm-hmm. I told my man, go out. My sister's going to watch the baby. Like, go out. Your birthday's tomorrow. Like, have a good time. I went out for like 2 hours. Got back. I picked the baby up. Got back home maybe like around 12. My man was still out. I fed him. I changed him. I burped him. This little boy would not go to sleep. He would not go to sleep.
But was he crying?
Yes, he was fussy. Oh, mm-hmm. And I'm just like, what is going on? I swear to God, after like 2 hours, I'm like, all right, like, what the fuck? Like, after 2 hours, I started crying. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, what am I not giving you that you need? Like, what do you need from me? Like, what am I missing here? Like, I was in shambles. Like, and I know I kind of ruined my boyfriend's night because I'm like, when are you coming home? When are you coming home? And he's like, yo, you told me to go out. Like, why are you, like, yeah. Like, what happened? Like, I didn't want to say, like, yo, I need help with the baby because it's like, I don't know. I just didn't want to say that. But I just kind of kept asking him, like, what time are you coming home? And then it was like 4 a.m. It was like 4 fucking a.m. And this child would not go to sleep.
That is a long fucking time to be with a fussy baby.
4 hours, bro. Mm-mm. I was like, yo, that was like the worst night. And it's because I was alone.
Yeah.
I was alone.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because when you have more than one person, at least you guys can feed off of each other. Like, okay, I did this here. You take him, see if... Yeah. Maybe he just wants you or something of that sort. Or even just to get a fucking break.
Yes.
Like, on my mama, I don't know how...
Oh, my mama.
Single mothers who have no help do it. Like, my fiance's mom was a single mom of triplets. 3 little kids at the same mother effing time. Like, that shit is nuts.
Yeah, that's a
lot. Like, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I just wouldn't.
Me either. Like, parents of multiples? Mm. Single parents of multiples? Nah. Nah, fam. Nah.
That's just too much all at once.
Yeah.
Some people be in shambles with just one baby.
Yeah.
Let alone three.
That's a fact.
But moving on.
Yes. Here goes our legendary segue.
That is trash.
We've been so trash at segueing forever. Anywho.
You might need to take a class.
Excuse me? I might need to take a class?
Mm-hmm. That could be your thing.
Those fish did not. Anywho, let's get right to the shits, all right? Because although we're moms, I'm a mom now, this is not a mom podcast, okay? We'll be dabbling in momtivities, but...
Motherhood?
Yeah, momtivities, same shit.
Wow, okay.
We'll be dabbling into motherhood, excuse me, a little here and there, but we still with the shits over here, all right?
Yeah, we haven't changed, bruh.
At all.
We just got more responsibilities, yo.
Yes, okay? So now let's get right to the shits. Wet ass pussy. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes.
Listen,
in
let me
this
tell
house.
You something. As soon as you start with that, yeah. You have no choice but to start.
Yeah, bouncing that ass.
Popping them cheeks, okay?
You gotta throw that ass in a circle.
Yes.
Come on now.
There's some hoes in this house. Go ahead, Abby. There's some hoes in this house. Hey, hey, hey. Watch it, the mic. We need it.
I know. But,
what is the problem? I don't see the problem. I don't see the problem.
First of all.
There's no problem.
That quote unquote father who posted that video saying that he's like, what are they talking like they degrading women, what are they talking about, that like all this, like what are you talking about, my guy? Like why are you mad that a woman's talking about having sex with a nigga? Like what you mad at?
Or isn't that what y'all like? Bomb ass, wet ass pussy.
Exactly. Like isn't that what y'all like? Like not only that, this is not the wildest song that we have heard. Like, what are you, like, why are you mad at Cardi?
Let's run through them, Abby.
First of all, I tweeted this the other day. Trina said, okay, I got an ass so big like the sun. Hope you got a mile for a dick I want to run. Slap it in my face, shove it down my throat. Nigga, why you run? I can make this pussy smoke.
Whoa.
I know how to fuck. I know how to ride. I can spin around and keep the dick still inside. Now your mouth wide, looking real scared. I'm a man, need a headhunter. Come prepared. Come
okay,
on.
Abby with the lyrics in the flow.
That was my shit. But come on now, Little Kim, seriously.
But okay, but let's not even make it like a female thing, right? Oh, niggas come was on. Talking about come slob on my knob,
like corn on the cob. Like,
thank you. That's it. That's enough.
Like,
that is enough.
Niggas love finding something to talk about. Like, there's nothing
you know
here.
Why? You know why it is? It's because people still look at Cardi like some bum-ass stripper.
Yep.
That, you know, who had fake-ass teeth and now, she's making money. They're always going to try to do or say something about whatever she puts out. Whether it's a good... If it's not the video, it's her lyrics are trash. Da 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 da. Oh, why she saying this about her pussy? She's not age appropriate for kids. She's not a role model. But nobody gives a shit.
Not only that, she says, I'm not trying to be your child's role model. I'm trying to put out music. Your child should not be listening to Cardi B. Like, what are you doing? If your child is into Cardi B, that's on you. Mm-hmm. Okay? Like, come on now. Don't be mad at her because she making grown woman music and you got a child listening to it. The fuck? That shit is crazy.
And let's just talk about Meg, okay?
Oh, shit. First of all, did you see the picture she just posted?
Yes, I did. Of the back of her foot.
Child. I you want to know what, I like know what the it. Hell happened with Tori. Tori been Same. Quiet, yo.
What, is he in jail?
No, he not in jail.
He posted bail?
Is he in jail?
I think he's in jail.
He is not in jail.
I didn't hear that he came out. They even said that they fucking deported his Listen. I love Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah, me too.
She got the bars.
Yeah, he posted bail.
Okay. How long ago?
Bitch.
I mean, what can he even say? What is there to say? He can't say shit.
I want to know what the hell. I want to know why.
I do want to know why.
Like, it's not funny, but it's not funny, but all I could do is laugh because, like, that's some wild ass shit. Like, that is wild. Like, why are you shooting Meg Thee Stallion in her fucking foot and you're Tory Lanez?
In a car.
In a car. I want to know if they was really dating. Because, like, that's what they're saying, that they were dating.
I can't even see that. Is it, like, Tory Lanez my height?
Tory Lanez is, I'm pretty sure it's 5'2". But I might be lowballing it. It might be 5'4". But still, 5'1". Meg Thee Stallion is like 6 feet.
Right.
What are you doing? But listen, there are women and there are men who like taller women and there are women who like shorter men.
This is true.
Listen, to each his own. That's your thing. Do you, boo boo? Do you? But why is Tory Lanez shooting Meg Thee Stallion in her foot? Why?
I don't know.
Like, what? Anywho. And not only that, why was people mad at Kylie?
At who?
People was mad at Kylie Jenner.
Oh, for being in the video?
Like, why are you mad at Kylie? Like, what Kylie got to do with what happened to Meg? She wasn't in the car. She ain't shoot Meg.
No. What are you talking about?
People are mad at Kylie. They're like, oh, where were you at? Like, why didn't you get arrested? Like, why would Kylie get arrested? She wasn't there.
Oh shit, I didn't hear about that. I be on Twitter,
so I was seeing what people were saying.
I know that they were mad at Kylie for being in the video. Cause they're like, in the WAP video. Fucking, yeah, in the WAP video.
No, I'm talking about before that.
Oh, I don't know.
When everything initially happened with Meg, they was talking about Kylie. Like, oh, where Kylie at? Like, oh, they get arrested, but not Kylie. They're like, what? Why would Kylie get
were
arrested?
Were they together beforehand?
Before, yes. At the party.
Oh, girl.
Supposedly they were saying that the party was at Kylie's house.
Why the fuck would she have to get arrested if they left?
Exactly. Yo, makes no sense. Stupid. People just love to be mad at these women for no reason.
I know
they white and we don't fuck with the whites.
I'm dead.
But Kylie ain't do nothing.
That's not her business.
Like, come on now.
However, I do think that her being in the WAP video was so fucking random.
It was random. But then again, is it really random? Is it random because she's white? Because Cardi had mad other women in the videos.
Yeah, doing something.
Dancing,
twerking, something. All she did was walk from one corner of the hallway to inside of a door. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was
Rosalia was random. Like, but not moving. Like, she was doing this whole hand shit, but not moving. Like,
I don't know. It just looks random.
It looks random because the music stopped.
Yes.
It looks random because the music stopped.
That's probably why. Because it's just like, okay, what just happened? Why are you here?
It's like they they were focusing on her.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Yeah, I didn't get that either.
Even though she did put out a statement. I mean, I don't know if it's a statement, but she said on Instagram.
Cardi.
She was like, I'm cool with her.
Yeah.
I'm cool with her. I wanted her in my fucking video. And her mom be helping me on shit.
Yeah, like, why people love to be mad at shit. People love to be mad at shit. Do you see that Kim Kardashian is
helping
see murder?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's what's up though. If she can get him out, props.
Listen.
Nigga been fighting this case for how, like, not fighting it, but trying to, like, to prove his innocence for how many years now? How long he been in jail?
I will say this. People could say whatever the hell they want about Kim K, why she,
I don't know why.
Why or how she is, the way she is, all this money that she got, just showing her ass, whatever, whatever. You can say whatever the fuck she want. But what she has been doing in trying to get these innocent people out of jail, you have to give her props for that. Regardless of what. Whether she uses her celebrity as leverage, bitch, that's smart.
Yeah,
that's fucking smart.
That's
exactly. So I don't see a problem with that.
People who have that platform or that leverage, that's what you should, you're supposed to be using it for. Not bullshit. You're supposed to be using it to help other people. And she's helping black people. Like, it's not like she's sticking to, like, just white people. She's specifically helping black people. Like, how can you hate on that? Mm-hmm. How can you hate on that? Come on now. Come on.
However, they are talking about how Monica is in low.
Yo, Monica is fucking hilarious. Why are they saying she's not low?
Because, you know, she did just divorce her husband of a couple of years last year. And now all of a sudden she's like, proceed, murder, get him out, whatever, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they used to date back in the day.
Yeah, but supposed to be that every time something comes up with his case, she always, like, says something about it.
I've been following her for a while. I've never seen her say anything about him. Yeah, I didn't even know that they...
But see, murder, nobody's been talking about see murder for a while.
I mean, I did see a couple months back or sometime last year that Romeo and Master P was talking about his case.
Yeah. Yo, they said I think BET Plus has these documentaries on like a series type thing on No Limit and Rough Riders. I need to watch that shit. You already know.
I know you ready to watch some Rough Riders shit.
You know. You know. Y'all know. I fuck with DMX, yo. Alright.
DMX Jewels.
Yes. Jewels is home. Santana home, yo. And he look good. Before he used to have a little gut. Now he, you know, he chilling now.
I think he should have kept his beard.
He should have. I liked his beard.
It would have been a different look for him. More mature.
Yeah, but I like this look too. This is, he looks like how he looked back in the day.
Yeah, because he had a baby face.
Yeah. Anywho. Yeah.
So, 2020 election. Oh.
That's what you're gonna get into. So, Biden was selected as the Democratic nominee. So, congrats, Biden, I guess.
And he's going to have the first black VP, female VP. Listen.
Oh, Lord, Mr. If you vote for Trump, you ain't black. And Mrs. I'm going to call the cops. Now I'm going to call the cops, but we going to send niggas to jail.
The way I look at it, I know and acknowledge that Biden, you know, had a big part. You said he a creep?
He is a creep.
Had a big role in
Obama.
No, and the law that he made, it's leaving me right now. The one in New York that oh God,
which one?
That put all the black people in jail.
Not stop and frisk.
No, I do think he had a role in stop and frisk. But there was another one that he drafted the law. And it ended up being that it just put a whole bunch of black and brown men in jail. I acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. I also acknowledge that...
I think we just have to acknowledge that he is the better of two evils.
That's where I was going to say. Every single election, we are never going to have a candidate with a squeaky clean slate. We're never going to have a candidate that is, you know, exactly what we want none of that. Every election is the lesser of two evils. Mm-hmm. When it came to Obama and Hillary, sorry to say, we might love Obama, but Obama was the lesser of those two evils. Mm-hmm. Period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the same thing goes for Biden when it comes to Trump. I don't care what you say. I don't care what anyone says. I would rather Biden than this racist bigot who don't know what the fuck he's talking about, that is basically has a whole dictatorship here in the United States for another 4 years.
And he's a pervert, and he's a racist.
And not to...
Racist and rapist.
Who, Trump?
Yes.
And not and just to even take it a step further, if personally, in my career choice, in working for a labor union, if we have 4 more years of Trump, I might lose my career. Because he is, you know, writing all the right-wing laws to stop unions from unionizing, yep, taking worker protections away, you know what I'm saying? Like, just yeah, making it easier for corporations to hire and fire you at will for without any reason. At least if you have a union, we can stop that, mm-hmm, right? But when if you defund all the unions, you know what I'm saying? Because we could never get an election passed through the Department of Labor, mm-hmm, then what the fuck do workers have?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's more so like he's prepping for after he gets off of office.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, look at what he's doing to the post office.
Yo, honestly, what the fuck is going on? What's going on with the post office? Like, why are they taking away mailboxes?
Because a lot of their funding comes from the government.
I thought they didn't get funding from the government.
Where's my food?
Children. Don't turn on none of those toys.
Yeah, take it.
I don't like that.
Vaya a la mierda
entonces. Vaya a espiar. I want cereal.
Go get cereal. Close my door.
Mira, coño, pero. Can I eat gummies? Can I eat gummies? No.
Can I have gummy, please?
Go get a gummy and get out of my face. Don't have kids, y'all. I've been already fucked up. Anyway. But I don't know what the whole entire deal is with the post office. All I know is that they were taking mailboxes away. Now they stopped because how are you going to do the mail-in ballots if, you know,
were saying that Trump did that specifically so it can fuck with the mail-in ballots.
I believe it.
Yeah.
You literally can't put nothing past this asshole.
That's a fact.
Absolutely nothing.
That's a fact.
And Congress and they just let him do whatever the hell they want.
They really do.
It's ridiculous. But it is going to be interesting to see what happens in November. Guys, get out there and vote. If you order a mail-in ballot,
please do not vote for Kanye.
Yeah, don't please be ignorant, don't. Please.
Please do not.
Because that is not going to help us. That's just going to guarantee us another 4 years of Trump. And don't be fucking idiots. Sorry.
No, that's a fact.
But if you do a mail-in ballot, you don't have to actually put it in a mailbox. You can take it down to the Board of Elections and hand it in personally yourself. Let's not be lazy. We need to get out there and make sure that we don't have another 4 years of more racist shit happening. And fucking Trump.
Yo, did you see that though? That couple who pulled out their guns on their front lawn?
They were invited to the Republican...
Yeah.
I'm not surprised, Abby.
This shit is crazy. Yo, you know that lady... I don't know if you guys know, but there's this woman I think she was a single mom. She's a single mom. And she posted this long mm-hmm. thing on her door letting people know, hi, hey, I'm a single mom. I'm being threatened and harassed by my neighbors. I have evidence. I've done this. I've done that. But nothing is being done. And first of all, this is why, this is one of the things that I love about the internet. When I tell you, people from online, they went to her house. They were like staying out in front of her house on the street, watching over
her house. Protecting the queen. Yes.
Yes, watching over her house. That was love.
That is community.
That is straight love.
That is humanity.
Yes, it is so dope. I loved seeing it. It got to a point where they were like, "Yo, please stop donating." Like. Please stop donating. We're literally just sitting out here watching, like, stop. Like, they had, like, hella water. People were ordering pizza for that. Like, mm-hmm. Yo, that shit was beautiful. Anywho.
And what they said is that her neighbors, the couple.
They just got arrested.
They got arrested. Yep.
I'm like, good, 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 good. I'm like, I'm so happy. Like, I'm so happy that I love when the internet, the internet does something good. I love it. I love it. Like, you can't be mad at that. You cannot be mad. And yeah. Whenever I go, and yeah, that means I don't know what else to say. yeah, we trash that segue, and as you guys already know that. But
well, I think we're coming up on that 1 hour mark.
Yeah.
I think we talked y'all to death.
Yeah, we spent like 30 minutes talking about parenthood.
It happens. It happens. It's a major part of what happened.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's really why today, like, anyway, we're not going to get back into it. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys are ready to welcome us back with open arms. We're sorry that we lasted this long, but we're so thankful that you guys have
still rocking with us.
Yes, you guys stuck it out with us. You guys, you know, are still ready and willing to listen to us. Thank you. Feedback is appreciated. Please send in questions, stories,
DMs, all of that.
Yes, come through, be part of the podcast, come, you know, voice your opinions or whatever. If you have something to say, something to get across, whatever, we're here. Alright,
thank you guys for listening, and remember to keep it honest, keep it real, and keep it raw.
Bye.